something to say? Follow us on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, screwed up there. That's why I don't work 7 days a week, Craig.
Oh.
Because by the end of the fifth day, I'm exhausted and I hit the wrong buttons.
All right, we got your dad here.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So
good.
That big Galliano bottle that always was in the back of bars, especially when you used to take me as bars as a kid. But I remember seeing that bottle. I think even my mom's dad, we used to call Will, my grandfather, he had a big bottle like that. So what was in a Harvey Wallbanger? Was it a screwdriver with that stuff in it?
Yeah, yeah. And that was a pretty popular drink at one time.
Yeah, obviously. People just order that in bars, right? Give me a Harvey Wallbanger.
Oh, yeah, the Harvey Wallbanger, yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'll tell you what, when you come in for Christmas, we'll get a bottle.
Yeah, I'm going to try some. I'm with you on that. Let's try some Harvey Wallbangers, man.
All right.
I mean, I know you can still buy it, but you don't really see it in the bars in the back bar anymore.
No. Is it still that kind of bottle, the big tall bottle?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see it on the bar shelves, at least where I go.
It's like it's yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow color, and it's got like a licorice taste.
And the rest of it is vodka and orange juice and a little bit of that in there?
Yep.
Is it too sweet?
Not really.
All no, right. I think you just use it.
It's fairly sweet. It's fairly sweet.
And that stuff has liquor, has alcohol in it too, right?
That's the sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's liquor in it, and vodka's got liquor in it, obviously. So you get pretty messed up?
Oh, yeah, good.
This seems like another I can't spell LSU moment coming in down the pipe.
Yeah, I'm going to be back for my dad's house for Christmas.
Fortunately, he will be in a scenario where he doesn't need to spell.
Just
LSU.
Don't puke on Ed's carpet.
Yeah, that's about me. Yeah, because there's sugar involved, right?
Yeah.
I do want to try that. So, yeah, in the next month or so, make sure you round up some Galliano, and we'll have vodka, obviously.
Yeah, let me know when you're doing that. I'll come over.
Yeah, well, we're not doing it here. I'm doing it back there.
Oh, no, I'll hop a plane.
Okay.
I'll hop a plane for a Harvey Wallbanger.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll try the Harvey Wallbangers when we're back east. That'd be great. All
yeah.
right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good enough. Thanks, bud. I'll talk to you later, Dad. Love you.
Okay, all right. Bye, guys.
See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah, they're only legal in Pennsylvania. So if you want your Harvey Wallbangers, you got to go to Pennsylvania.
That's funny. I'm still going to have to wait 2 months to have one, but I still will.
Yeah, you could probably go out and find that Galliano somewhere.
No, I want to do it with a guy that's done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might even know how to make one. He sounded like he was...
Really
knew exactly what it was like. That's a total Madman era drink.
Yeah, it's...
You know, 50s, early 60s.
Garnish it with a maraschino cherry.
Whatever, yeah.
Whole thing.
All right. I think he wants one now. I think I talked him into one.
I was going to say, I thought that was the drink that De Niro drank in the Meet the Parents, but that was a Tom Collins.
Collins, yeah.
And I remember
my grandmother ordering Tom Collins.
Not even, I've never had one of those either.
Yeah, what's in a Tom Collins?
There was some mix that they had to go get.
Yeah,
they had to go get Tom Collins mix.
There's a mix for that too, right, yeah. I mean, a lot of those old drinks came back with full force. I mean, Manhattan's, Old Fashions, the Martini is huge right now. Even the original Martini and the vodka Martini, but you don't hear about the Wallbangers and the Tom Collins coming back. Well, we're going to bring them back here on the show because we like alcohol. What's in the Tom Collins?
Let's see, two parts lemon juice.
Just call my dad again. Yeah.
Gin.
Yeah.
Gin, lemon juice, syrup.
And this says carbonated water too.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
That makes sense.
Except for the
gin guy. Yeah, but. You put syrup in it, might get rid of that perfume taste that gin has.
Carbonated water, like club soda or, or sparkling water.
Something to make it fizzy.
Another gin sanity for Todd. He's all flat down his face, too many Tom Collins.
He fought with Tom Collins.
That's a
and
gin
Tom
drink?
Won.
Yeah, there's gin in that. Okay. You drink a bunch of Tom Collins, I'll do the Harvey Wallbangers and we'll pass out.
It's either a good night of drinking or a gay double date. I'm not sure.
Does the Tom Collins have something sour in it?
I prefer both. What?
Something sour in it?
That's a whiskey sour. That's another drink.
Okay, I thought the Tom Collins was a sour drink.
No, it has lemon juice.
Lemon juice, yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
But
what's
would make
a
it sour.
Well, whiskey sour is actually whiskey sour mix, right? And whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember liking those as a kid. Something that tasted sour.
Yeah, exactly.
As a kid drinker.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid drinker.
No, I was a kid drinker.
But that didn't get you sent to rehab.
Surprised I wasn't, because I was a lot of Christmas Eve at my grandparents. They had my grandfather had basically a little bar in his basement, but it was, I shouldn't say straight out of the 50s, because he built it in the 50s. So it looked like that era. It looked like you walked into a madman bar. And all those drinks were all floating around.
My wife tells a great story about, you know, she was probably 12 or something. You know, mom was making Christmas cookies,
right?
Glass sitting there. Right. She thought it was just a glass of water.
Right.
Nah, gin on the rocks.
Oh.
She grabbed it, took a big pull off of it.
Oh, man. She must have been buzzed. She was a kid. She might get a little buzz on that.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Nah, just one sip.
Yeah.
But your mom
stay off mommy's drink.
Your mom's always made great Christmas cookies.
That was my mother-in-law.
That was your mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Yeah, we don't tell you.
Yeah, well, your mom made some good Christmas cookies.
No, she didn't. My mom never baked.
Well, maybe not for you.
Probably not for you. That's too bad. She made everyone.
She heated up. She might not have baked, but she heated up.
She's the only person that knows my top five cookie list.
Maybe not for you.
And she would make them all
now
for me.
She's actually making cookies for us and not her son. That's how far this bit's gone.
Yeah.
Now she even makes cookies for us.
Yeah.
But not for you.
Well, she knows that he's an ingrate. He doesn't appreciate it.
And we showed her how much we appreciated it.
Absolutely. Good point.
Todd, I was the fat kid growing up. Of course I appreciated cookies. That's not true at all.
God. She didn't beg for you. Your mom never made you cookies. She's busy making them for us.
I will say it has gotten more intense being the only one with a living mom left.
Yeah.
I seem to get tossed under that bus a little bit more often these days.
Yeah. We got no other choice.
Yeah. I know. It's my mom and Tyler's sister.
Right. Yeah. And I got three of those.
We know.
Thank God.
One for each of us.
Well, we rotate.
Yeah. It's a schedule thing. Yeah.
Right. Everybody rotates.
And every one of his sisters has a favorite.
It is being reported by the New York Post that Stephen A. Smith and ESPN have come to an agreement on a new contract for Stephen A. Smith.
That would have pissed off Petey. But the thing about Stephen A. Smith is he drives ratings and he drives revenue, and he's just, people want to watch him. You know, because boring sports guys are just that, boring, in any broadcasting situation. I mean, we're in the business. We know that. So the fact is that, good for Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, he's a love him or hate him kind of guy.
Yeah, and by the way, that means he's driving ratings.
That's what he drives ratings. You don't need a...
You don't need Milk Toast.
I can take or leave him.
Oh, God.
That's the worst.
Believe me, we get a lot of hate email.
Yeah.
And hate douchebags all the time. I hate to dwell on it because it draws more sometimes. But we don't care. Because most people love us.
I did just read yesterday that apparently Fox Sports booted Chris Carter.
Oh, it's just because he's...
Wasn't his decision.
No. Apparently the story I read was that he was upset that they were not featuring him on the Thursday night football coverage and their NFL coverage enough, and might have gone into his boss's office and started screaming.
Oh, and they said,
get me
out.
The ball.
And they said, yeah, you're out. Goodbye. Yeah. We don't need this.
There's so many guys in line for those gigs.
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah, where are they going to find another ex-jock?
Yeah.
To fill his shoes.
How much, Craig?
5-year deal for Stephen A. Smith. $8 million a year.
Wow. And what's he do?
He's going to be the highest paid on-air personality at ESPN.
He does more than one show, doesn't
he? All right. This is what they're saying. Yeah. He's going to be doing First Take.
Right.
Yeah.
The morning.
Yep.
Time.
That's like midday.
Show.
Yeah.
That's him and Max Kellerman.
Yeah. Is that two hours?
Yeah.
Yes. It's 2 hours twice, actually. They run the first 2 hours.
Well, they run it again, right?
On ESPN. Then they rerun it again right immediately on ESPN2. Right.
Do they have
two
a host
hours on camera?
Sits there and looks pretty.
Yeah. Oh, she's gorgeous.
Molly Karam. She's our favorite.
Jalen Rose's wife.
When I get home, I'll turn on First Take.
I don't mind that show.
No, I like Kellerman, too.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got First Take. They're going to expand his role on SportsCenter, including hosting a special Wednesday night edition ahead of the NBA games that night throughout the season.
I figure he's got more gigs. He also does a radio show, national
radio. That's going to end next year.
Oh. Because he looks bored on that. Because I've seen that's he does that on TV also, and radio and TV is always sucked. Still don't get it. Right. Why they even try it?
They say that that radio show is going to end next year. They're also looking at ways to involve his. Evolve his involvement with the subscription service ESPN Plus.
There you go. Which is also stupid because I'm not going to pay for that.
The former highest paid person at ESPN.
Gruden.
Like right now?
Right now.
It was a Gruden.
Gruden. I know at one point Gruden was.
Well, he's not there now.
Yeah.
But someone that's still there that was the highest paid, and now Stephen A. has taken over for him.
I want to think it's somebody that's actually asked. Oh, it was Greenberg.
There you go. Very good.
Yeah.
$6.5 million.
Oh, that doesn't count Berman? Because he's on ESPN Plus now.
Yeah, but he's retired. They just brought him back for that, so his salary's probably not near as big.
He's hourly now.
Yeah. He's
I'm
weaker.
Sure he was the highest paid dude there for some time.
He was, but I know, like I said, I know there for a long time when Gruden was doing Monday Night Football, he was the highest paid guy at ESPN. Right.
Will Bond and Kornheiser believed to be in Greenberg's neighborhood.
They each make $6 million a year.
Six and a half mil.
Wow.
Huh? Man, just that show.
Yeah, I guess they bring in some money.
It's one of the cornerstones of their programming.
Yep.
I wonder what the fill-in guys get.
Not that much.
No, they don't.
Fill-in Frank.
Yep. Fill-in Frank and
whoever fills in, right?
Pablo, what's his name?
Torres.
Yeah. Estevar.
But he's got his own show now. He doesn't fill in.
And that's
he still does. He still fills in on PTI every now and again.
Okay.
Where's his show? I see that mostly on like ESPN News.
High Noon's beautiful.
High Noon, it's on at 3 o'clock our time.
Right.
They're Will Bond and Kornheiser and not as interesting. That's how they advertise it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's worthless.
Well, the roles are reversed. The black guy's hip on that one, and the white guy's a nerd.
Yeah.
Because with Wilbon and Kornheiser, Wilbon's the nerd,
but
Kornheiser's kind of hip.
What's his face? He really isn't white. He's Hispanic.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. The lighter-skinned guy.
They went as those guys for Halloween on that day. I didn't watch it, but they dressed up.
I did see that, yeah.
But Bomani, the black dude, was dressed as Kornheiser. But not in whiteface.
No whiteface?
No. Just a balding-looking dude. It looked like him. Looked like a black Kornheiser, which sounds like a drink. This drink goes back in the 50s, the black Kornheiser.
I saw a debate on Facebook yesterday about Star Trek, and they were claiming it was racist because the Klingons were in blackface.
Well, did you tell those people to, I don't know.
Well, what if I told you, shut up?
They were aliens.
Yeah.
And that happened to be the color of their skin.
Did you or were they in makeup?
I don't know. I think they were. I assume they were made up because it was an odd color of skin. I told them I liked that chick who was in green face.
Yeah.
Actually, she was green all over her body.
Right. God, people. That was
cultural appropriation of the Martians on that one.
Yeah, but they had all kinds of, people from other planets. They were all different colors.
Right.
And they weren't just in black face. It was black everything.
Right. And you would think that beings from a different planet, there's a chance they're not all the same color.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think
take Earth, for instance.
There were various hues.
And actually, that is so stupid because Star Trek was now. Listen to me. I'm actually saying this out loud.
Oh God!
I'm just talking about Star Trek. That's how bad. Somebody just punched.
Yeah. Dive deeper.
They've always been. It's always been. It was ahead of its time in dealing with cultural issues.
Oh,
so shut up.
Way ahead of its time.
This person just.
Well, what if I told you shut up?
First interracial kiss on TV happened on Star Trek. So shut up.
Bud Light jumping on the hard seltzer bandwagon.
We need more of those.
Four flavors at the beginning of the next year, strawberry, mango, or including that. They won't contain any beer, but of course the 5% alcohol and 100 calories, just like everything else.
Right.
Of course, some of their other brands that they have there are putting out seltzers, but... According to a report published in the American Journal of Medicine, shortly after the husband and wife had finished knocking some out, The 46-year-old woman began complaining of dizziness, diarrhea, and itching on her hands and feet. About an hour or two later, she had to be taken to the emergency room where it was determined that she had been exposed to penicillin.
And allergic, I assume.
Through her husband's semen.
Huh?
Did he recently get shot up because he had some
He'd been undergoing treatment for this thing with something that is close to penicillin. She had a penicillin allergy. She figured it out as a kid, and she hasn't been exposed to penicillin since then.
And he put it right in her, right?
He finished, and there you go. 24 hours after being at the hospital, her symptoms resolved. She was instructed to abstain from sexual intercourse with her husband until at least a week following his completion of the stuff he was taking.
So did she just get a hall pass from the doc? Don't have sex with your husband for a week.
Yeah, well,
somebody else, go for it.
It's not up to the doctor to say, or anyone else.
He said, I'm not on penicillin.
The doctor only cared about the one. They said she had to abstain, given the high likelihood of recurrence of her symptoms following coitus.
That husband's going to buy a rubber.
They say it's the third time that such a reaction has been documented in a medical journal.
Dr. Mina, check in on that next week. We always love talking about
semen
with Dr. Mina.
Not that one thing Todd was talking about.
Oh, no, there was a wine had it in it. Yeah.
No. It's a book of how to make recipe. Cocktails.
Yeah, it's I read it a little
bit. Yeah, how about
disturbing? Read into it a little bit. Yeah.
Shut the up.
Oh, it is about, absolutely horrible.
No. I would think she would tell you not to do that because that's bodily fluid.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't put words in her mouth. You never know.
We'll ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll ask.
Oh, we have a Michelle Bachman birthday.
Who is it?
It is on this date 4 years ago, my Facebook friend Craig lost his tibial plateau.
Is
that still bothering him?
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
I believe it is.
Does he whine about it like you do?
Yeah, I believe he does.
All right.
But I think he's got a much, much better support system.
Well, he couldn't have worse.
He couldn't have a worse support system.
Have him call the show and tell us later, tomorrow. Tell him to call the show tomorrow.
Tell him to call Monday at 10:15.
Yeah, 10:15 Monday. I think we got time for him.
Oh, I thought he would be called during the show. He would actually get some sympathy from you jackasses.
Doubtful.
For a little bit, depending how long he whines about it, you know. Yeah. In the beginning, we're okay. And a day later, you know, shut up. That still bothered you. Podcast available at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Josh Wolf next week, right?
Yeah, Mr. Skin too.
Mr. Skin, you guys and us. Have a great weekend. Put a rubber in your married buddy's pocket.
Don't
do that.
That's just, do that.
Douche move.
Do it. It's a douche move, but still do it. And let us know how it turns out Monday. Unless your married buddy is us, do not do that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin and Josh Wolf next week. Also, make sure you download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Now your moment of yoga gas.